Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If your area lost all power and communications, would your church still gather? For Ukrainian churches, the answer is yes. The latest Russian attacks targeted Ukraine's power grids, yet churches are still meeting in dark basements and bomb shelters. Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says they're sending solar-powered energy sets to Ukrainian churches. Pray for Ukrainians to seek Jesus in the darkness. And many prison ministries are focused on sharing the gospel in prisons, which is critical life-saving work. But it's only the first step. Doug Caperi with Crossroads Prison Ministry says in his 20 years as a prison volunteer, he sees inmates who come to faith or rededicate their lives to Christ sometimes struggle applying their faith. With Crossroads Bible Study Program, prisoners are mentored to apply scripture in their daily lives. Pray for Christians living in faith behind bars. And find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.